All right, let's go to the Weather Center right now and take a look at what our forecast is calling for. Pat has the day off, so Anthony J. is in. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you?
I am fine. I had to go to New York to attend a funeral service the other day on Saturday. On my way back, I was in New York, and it snowed for about 2.5 minutes. By the time I got back home, I would say there was probably about almost between 1/8 and 1/4 inch of snow we got on Saturday.
Your house.
What caused that? Was just that just a cold front coming through?
Yeah, over the weekend. Yeah, I did see a couple of snow flurries too. They lasted about the same amount of time here. Yeah, we had that just little disturbance come through on Saturday, and that's, you know, that's really shows how the winter's been this year. We've really not taking it on the chin, you know, winter weather-wise. We had no snow at all measured in New York City and Central Park, and not even a flake for the whole month. And that's only happened a couple times, and you know, since records have been gone back. So, and you know, this, you know, tranquil weather continues. We're going to have temps in the 50s today by the afternoon. You know, for March 2nd, that's pretty good. And just some light stuff, maybe a sprinkle tonight. And then some rain arriving by tomorrow afternoon. But pretty wimpy. You know, March, the saying, Marshall, is, you know, March is supposed to come in like a lion, you know, out like a lamb, because usually the weather is very chaotic and turbulent this time of year. But this year is an exception.
Yeah, it has been, you know, like I was just talking about this with somebody over the weekend, that in November, we had four or five storm watches due to snow, sleet, and ice. Okay, we had that. In December, we had one snow, and that was a snowstorm where we got, I think, around 7 or 8 inches, 6 to 8 inches around everybody. Then in January, very little. February, nothing at all. So, I mean, we can't be much more than, I would say, 18 inches of snow that we've received this winter. And that has to be one of the lowest totals ever, really. I mean, our average is between 35 to 40 and 55 inches of snow. That's what we're meant to get. Now, of course, that can all be thrown out of whack by a huge, like, March snowstorm where you get 30 inches of wet snow. That happens once in a blue moon, so that can throw the whole thing out. But I mean, really, it's been the winter of no winter. I mean, it's been cold at night. Ski areas have been able to make snow and operate. They're still operating now, as a matter of fact, because you can get up to 50 degrees during the day, and then it gets down to 25 at night, and they make snow. So it has been okay for the ski areas. But for anybody else who truly enjoys it, the snowmobiling and stuff like that, and being out on, being able to skate on lakes and stuff, it's been a dangerous and not a cold winter at all for that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's just kind of come and gone, you know, and February is the month we typically see, you know, the most snow up around here, but it has been real tame, and even across, you know, most of the country hasn't been too bad.
I remember
that snowstorm you were talking about, because I drove in that one. That was a rough one.
I would be willing to bet that in Connecticut, and probably most of Massachusetts, and I know eastern New York, it probably has been the least snowiest February ever. I would be willing to bet it's close to the record books.
Yeah, I would say so as well. And that's pretty, you know, pretty much been the story everywhere across, even if you have to go way up north. Now, they did get 3 feet of snow over the weekend around Watertown.
But that's the lake effects and stuff that. Yeah. That's where they had 3 to 4 feet of snow. I posted a picture last week, 5 years ago, last week, out in front of my house. There was 5 years ago, close to 3 feet of snow on the ground, and the snow banks around my house were about, I would say, 5 to 6 feet tall. That was just 5 years ago.
You had some big winters then. I remember that for sure.
Yeah, we're getting old, you know, back in my day. But really, I'm 67. So back when I was like 10, 11, and 12, We had a pond out in front of our house. It was always frozen over. We actually strung lights around it, and we built a big barbecue pit around it. And we used to go out there, and even if you didn't like to skate, we would always be out there at night with the lights on and the barbecue pit going, where you had heat. And it's not even close to being like that. I mean, there used to be ice fishing tournaments in our area every year. There were none this year. Zero. None.
Wow.
And there were very few last year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you need that to get, you know, those lakes and stuff to freeze. It's got to, you know, get well below freezing for, you know, a couple of weeks usually. So, yeah, when I was up in PA earlier in the winter, no ice anywhere. So it was, it's not going to happen now.
No, and you know, if you look back in the history books, Lakeville Lake, okay? Years ago, I'll say 80, 90 years ago, they used to have ice houses, and they'd cut blocks of huge ice out of the lake and store the ice for the summer, like 100 years ago.
Right.
And I'm not talking about small. I'm talking about huge. I'm talking like you know, 14 inches thick, 15 inches thick. No more. It's just – it's amazing when you look at the cycle of weather. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to like the snow still, but I hate the cold. But, you know, if I had really my choice, I wouldn't deal with either of it.
What I miss is the fact that when it's – if we have a normal winter where we get our 20 to 30 inches of snow, 40 inches of snow, coming out of my house right now, I have a step down, and then I have another step down. Well, we normally get so much snow where there's no step. You know what I mean? It's like walking down a ramp. It's beautiful. That never came this year. That never came. Oh, well. Yeah. I'll stop my complaining. What's the forecast call for in detail, Mr. Forecaster?
Yes. So enjoy it. We'll have the sun and about 50 to 55 by the afternoon. Maybe a sprinkle tonight down the mid-30s. And a nice one for Tuesday to start. And then some rain showers by after 3 o'clock or so. But highs will be in the mid-50s. And then it's back to dry weather Wednesday and Thursday with highs both days near 50.
All right. Well, hey, maybe Pat will take next Monday off and we'll speak to you then. If not, have a great weekend as we head into spring.
We'll see. It's always great being here.
Take care, Anthony.
Take care, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Anthony Jay and the Weather Center this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.